Appendix 3. Life in the southeast of England. 1. The climate of the southeast, coastal and inland cities. Most southern cities are close to the English Channel and the Straits of Dover, so the weather is rather mild and the temperature is comparatively high all year round there. It often reaches over 25 degrees C in summer, while in the inland cities the weather is a little colder than in the coastal ones. But even in these cities, the temperature is moderate and even constant. In summer, it is sometimes a little hot, and in winter, the temperature sometimes falls below 0 degrees C. Though in these parts of the southeast, the average temperature is lower than that in the Tokyo area, the difference in temperature between summer and winter is not so remarkable. So it would seem that people living in the south of England can lead their lives rather more comfortably compared to those living in the Tokyo area. 2. Some historic cities and places. Well-known coastal cities which attract many tourists and holidaymakers are Hastings, Portsmouth, Southampton and Rye. On the other hand, well-known inland cities are middle-sized cities like Guildford, Horsham, Canterbury and Winchester. Many of these cities are closely related to Britain's history and its heritage. For instance, in Canterbury, there is the famous Canterbury Cathedral, the oldest cathedral in Britain. It was long the head of the British Catholic Church, but then became the leading symbol of the Anglican Church after King Henry VIII's reformation of the Church. In medieval times, Winchester was the capital city of the Anglo-Saxon Kingdom of Wessex, which included a large area of southern England. In Winchester, we can see not only the famous cathedral, one of the largest in Europe, but also the oldest public school in England, Winchester College. Hastings was the site of the famous battle which launched the Norman conquest. Portsmouth has been a very important naval city since the 15th century. Southampton is another important port city. Not only does it represent Britain's brilliant naval history, it has also played a great role in foreign trade, like the ports of Liverpool in the north and Bristol in the southwest. Furthermore, Southampton is remembered as the seaport where the Titanic started its voyage. 3. The cultural and spiritual climate. The ancient, medieval, and even modern British international political economic history started particularly in the southeast. Hence, many places there are often closely related to the culture of other countries. Under these circumstances, people living in this area tend to readily accept foreign cultures. For instance, although a variety of people with different nationalities, religions, languages are living together there, riots and conflicts causing serious problems have not happened so often as in the industrialized and urbanized areas of the north. So this may be one of the reasons why a private Japanese boarding school has maintained its international education in Horsham for more than 40 years, and the cultural interaction between the English and the Japanese has increased year by year. Furthermore, it is important to point out that many English language schools are located in southern cities like Brighton and Bournemouth, and so many foreign teenagers visit there to study English, enjoying themselves in a friendly atmosphere during the summer vacation. 4. Residents and traffic. Most coastal cities lie about 100 to 150 miles away from central London, so it takes about an hour and a half or sometimes 2 hours by train. On the other hand, the distance from central London to the inland cities such as Guildford and Horsham is about 35 to 45 miles. It takes about an hour by train. They are particularly close to London's main airports, Gatwick and Heathrow, so residents around there can easily travel not only to London, but also to the rest of the world. Besides, the southeast of England is not so heavily industrialised as the north of England, which means that some of these areas are comparatively quiet, surrounded by beautiful nature, and therefore suitable for resorts. For these reasons, some use these areas as bedroom towns, and others buy second houses there. As land prices are very high, the region is a historically popular place for wealthy people. For example, Ringo Starr, who was the Beatles' drummer, has a manor house in the outskirts of Guildford. Also, the famous American writer, Henry James, lived in Rye, now a significant sightseeing spot located away from the din and bustle of London, and it also should be noted that he completed his main literary works there.